New Orleans is a cultural place, so like it's like I'm just happy to see how everybody can come together, you know, and make peace. And I think the colors of Mardi Gras with green, yellow, and purple, it means what, justice, power, and faith. And that's being displayed in all areas. So I mean, with fun and a lot of different things being involved. So I mean, it's happy. I'm just happy to be here. Happy to be a part of it.
Every year the crowd outside gets a little bigger. I think more and more people know about it. So it was a really big crowd this time, and you know, it's just a fun experience. Kicks off Mardi Gras.
It was cool. It was a fun thing to be a part of. Awesome tradition. Just for most of it's just something that I can say I did for the first time Mardi Gras. So a lot of people say it's a good way to start Mardi Gras, and I just did it for the first time. So I had a great experience.
Exciting. Great people, great fans, just a great setting all around. You know, people fly from all over the world to come to Mardi Gras, you know. New Orleans is a city that's been through so much adversity, and it's good to see everybody still come together and stick together with added out-of-towners to the fuel. So I think it was very exciting, very great. It's my first time actually coming to do the Grease Post and during Mardi Gras, so I think it was a pretty exciting event.
Well, I think I've done this 5 or 6 times now, so kind of know what to expect. A little something different happens every year. This year, a random parade rolled right through the middle of it, but it was a lot of fun, and it was fun watching Craig see it for the first time, you know, being his first year here, and I think he's enjoyed the experience.
I mean, the festivities, is anything goes. I mean, it's all day long, and yeah, people from all over the world who come do Mardi Gras. And, I mean, I think it's pretty cool to finally be a part of it. Their talents were definitely above everyone's standards, and they got the crowd into it, which is the biggest thing. You got people walking by, experiencing Grease and the Pole for the first or second or third, maybe fourth time. But, you know, they got a full experience as well. And the girls are very talented at doing what they do.
You got to have technique. Got to have hip flexibility. You got to be versatile. You got to have a little bit of balance to get up the pole, or get up the ladder. And you got to have the rhythm to grease the poles. I think all 4 contenders had that.
Yeah, there's certain things throughout the year that I really look forward to, especially because it's in the prime part of the off season where I can really... You know, the season just recently ended, so I'm kind of able to take some time and relax and, you know, have some drinks and eat some good food that I want. And so this is definitely one of the things I look forward to every year.